Part 7. In Bocca al Lupo. Back at the palace, the king was hosting a ball. Bursting through the doors marched Nicola, with the crown firmly in hand. He advanced through the dance floor, leaving a trail of water, seaweed, and salt behind him.
You're late. What a shame. Next time, make yourself presentable before you enter my court. I believe that crown is mine. Grazie.
Princess.
Carla, where have you...
You were right. It's true about the column. The island is sinking.
How do we stop it?
There is no stopping it. Our only hope now is to flee the island.
Sinking? Sinking? Why, His Majesty's Dominion is the stablest island in the world.
What does this fish boy know about the complex workings of geology?
Go back to your silly diving tricks and leave such matters to your educated betters.
Insolence!
Impudence!
Flagrant!
Listen
to him! He knows the sea and this island better than all of you with your charts and your instruments locked away in your palaces.
Princess, don't be alarmed by this boy. All my calculations, alchemical, seismological, astrological, clearly indicate that our island, strong enough to survive the last earthquake, won't be facing another for another 3,700...
The castle began to tremble violently. Tiles of mosaic shook loose and clattered to the floor. The ceiling began to crack. The barons and baronesses jostled and pushed their way to the exits. I flung myself under a dinner table to take shelter from the falling debris, while others clung to pillars and panicked like fools. The king dropped to the floor. But Cola remained sure-footed. His webbed toes kept him steady. His legs, longer and stronger than before, anchored him to the floor with near-perfect balance. He held the princess by the arm and steadied her towards the safety of a table. He turned to help the cowering king when the earthquake finally subsided. All fell silent except for the king. Cola stepped forward and extended him a helpful hand. His Majesty hesitated. A thin, delicate webbing connected Cola's fingers like a fin, and his knuckles glittered with scales. Cola caught the king in his gaze, and seeing the resolve on the young man's face, the king accepted the outstretched hand. His Majesty collected himself and made sure his crown was centered on his brow.
You saw why this is happening. You must be the one to fix it.
I can't fix it.
I command you to fix it.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. No more.
Nicola.
There's no time, Princess. Even if there was, I'm afraid of what's down there.
I am afraid too, Cola. But you are the only one with the skill to face it.
If I dive down to the bottom, I don't think I will ever return home.
Cola. Please.
I'm sorry, Principessa. Get everyone off the island before it's too late.
You will dive to the bottom. I command you.
Cola turned on his heel and left.
There goes our last great hope.
Cola made his way home through his village, through the usual markets and alleyways. Normally he knew this route like the back of his hand, and it took him no time at all. But today, even the back of his hand felt unfamiliar. The journey was longer, somehow. His lungs felt stifled,
as though he were slowly choking on the thick air. Every now and again, he had to stop to catch his breath. When he opened the door, his mother was in the kitchen, with dinner waiting as always.
Ciao.
Ciao, mamma.
What's happened?
Niente, nothing.
Oh, sit, eat, mangi.
No, thank you, I'm tired.
What's wrong, Cola? You cannot hide from me.
Mama, you have to get away from here. It's too dangerous.
This is my home.
Something terrible is happening to Messina. It's coming from under the water.
Cola! It's okay, I get you some water. Here, drink. It help. Why you holding your neck? Cola? What's happened to your hands? And your skin, it looks like...
I know, Mama.
Shh. It's okay. Drink. Oh, Madonna Santa, pesciolino mio, what did I always tell you? Troppo acqua ti fa diventare un pesce.
Too much water will turn me into a fish. I know. I know. I think it's a little too late now, though.
So, what you gonna do?
I don't know. Something is down there. I have to find out what it is.
As long as you always come back out of the water. You promise?
I'm not sure I can promise.
You want to eat something?
Not really.
Ah, what do you mean you don't want to eat? Look at you, your skin and bones. Sit, I'm making you lentils. You eat them. For good luck. See?
Si, mamma.
My cola pesce.
Rumor of Sicily's last great hope spread like wildfire. Despite the grievous warnings, it seemed the entire city of Messina had emptied to watch Colapesce challenge the depths of Capo Peloro. The princess and I watched and listened from the castle ramparts as thousands cheered his name and parted before the brave young man. The barker wasn't about to miss his friend's final performance, and he waited in the shadow of the lighthouse to exchange a final word with his partner.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
You're going to climb Capo Peloro?
Yep.
And then you're going to dive to the bottom of the sea?
Yep.
I always thought I was the one who thought up the best stunts for you to do. But I wouldn't have thought of this one in a million years. It's genius! Congratulations.
But it's not a stunt.
Well, look at all the people it's brought out. Think of all the money we could make.
Do you want me to ask for Scomessi? It's not too late. You know, I split everything with you, half and half. Are you sure you don't want to try and make something from this? You are risking your life, after all.
I'm sure.
Well, I think you're crazy to do it. I'm worried about you, Cola. You don't have to do this.
I don't want to.
Then don't. Go home.
You know, out of everyone I know on land... you're the closest I've ever had to a real friend. You have to trust that even though I don't want to do this, I have to do this. I owe it to you and everyone I love.
Well, give me your hand. In bocca al lupo, Colapesce.
Crepi. I'll need all the luck I can get.
Cola embraced his friend and entered the lighthouse that overlooked the Strait of Messina. He climbed the stairs. Though there was no depth he feared in the sea, Cola wasn't fond of heights. He felt his father's love in his trusty pocket knife. He felt stronger, knowing that the princess believed in him. He climbed and climbed, until finally, he was at the top. He peered over the edge, where a swirling crowd watched like ants, waiting for Colapesce to make the great dive.
It's very far down, huh?
Mama, what are you doing here?
I had to bring you something. Lentils, to give you luck.
Grazie, mamma.
Pesciolino, if you want to stay in the water today, it's okay. You just let me know.
Cola clutched the small pouch of lentils tightly in his fist. He fixed his cap to his brow and stepped up onto the ledge with his webbed feet. He took one final deep breath, one final look at the beautiful countryside of his homeland. And with his arms stretched high above his head, he dove from the great height of the towering lighthouse.